Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Jane, to break down the most important stories from Sunday, April 19th, 2026. Jane, it's a busy day in AI, isn't it?
It certainly is, Paul. We've got some big announcements from major players and a few stories that really highlight the evolving landscape of AI's impact on society and development.
Absolutely. Kicking things off with a major release. Anthropic has launched Claude Design, an AI-powered tool for prototyping and design generation. This sounds like a game changer for creative industries.
It really does, Paul. We've seen generative AI tackle code and text, but moving into design prototyping at this level, especially from a company like Anthropic, suggests a significant leap in how AI can assist the design process from concept to iteration.
And not to be outdone, Meta introduced Muse Spark, their new multimodal reasoning AI model. Multimodal seems to be the keyword these days, right?
It absolutely is, Paul. Muse Spark's focus on multimodal reasoning means it can understand and process information across different data types, text, images, audio, which is crucial for building more human-like and versatile AI applications.
Switching gears to a massive financial commitment, Eli Lilly is committing up to $2.75 billion to InSilico Medicine for AI-driven drug discovery. That's an incredible investment in the future of medicine.
It highlights the growing confidence in AI's ability to revolutionize drug development, from identifying new targets to accelerating clinical trials. This kind of capital infusion could really push the boundaries of what's possible in healthcare, Paul.
Now, on the regulatory front, we're seeing U.S. states continue to enact AI regulation even as federal discouragement persists. It seems like the states aren't waiting for a unified federal approach.
That's right. It creates a patchwork of regulations across the country, which can be challenging for companies operating nationwide. It shows a clear desire from states to address AI's societal impacts, even without federal guidance.
And speaking of societal impacts, a concerning report from Dubai confirms police are using Pegasus spyware for electronic surveillance of private WhatsApp messages. This is a huge privacy red flag.
It's incredibly alarming, Paul. The idea that private communications, even within closed groups, can be monitored by state actors raises serious questions about digital privacy and civil liberties globally. It's a stark reminder of the power of surveillance tech. Less than person one, greater than definitely a story to watch. On a more positive note for developers, someone managed to get Anthropic's Claude code model running 100% locally on Apple Silicon Macs, apparently for free. That's a big deal for accessibility and cost, wouldn't you say? Less than person two, greater than O, absolutely, Paul. Running a 122B parameter model like Claude Code locally with decent speed is a huge win for developers. It means greater privacy, no API fees, and the ability to iterate much faster without cloud dependencies. It's a game changer for local AI development.
And for those looking to keep up with the latest, PyCon US 2024 is featuring a dedicated AI track this year, covering LLMs, edge inference, and AI agents. It's great to see the Python community embracing AI so fully.
It truly is. PyCon has always been a hub for innovation, and a dedicated AI track signals just how central AI has become to the broader developer ecosystem. It's a fantastic opportunity for learning and collaboration.
That's it for the MergeSort AI Digest for Sunday, April 19th, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights today.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another daily dose of AI news. Until then, stay curious.